Thank you. Мы же здесь.
Ну, три человека за один день не могут здесь все испоганить.
Чему не могут? Могут.
Странно, цветами почему-то не пахнет. Илья, вы не чувствуете?
Болотом воняет, это я чувствую.
Нет-нет, это рекой, тут же река. Тут недалеко цветник был. А дикобраз его взял и выпил. С землей сравнял. Но запах еще долго оставался. Много лет.
А зачем он вытоптал?
Не знаю. Я тоже его спрашивал, зачем. Он говорит, потом сам поймешь. Мне-то кажется, он просто возненавидел зону.
А это что, фамилия такая? Дикобраз?
Да нет, кличка так же, как и у вас. Он годами людей в зону водил, и никто ему не мог помешать. Мой учитель. Он мне глаза открыл. И звали его тогда не Дикобраз, а так и называли. Учитель. А потом что-то с ним случилось.
Testimony of the hikers to the south could also correlate with the testing of a thermobaric bomb, which can cause internal injuries consistent with those.
Yeah. Welcome to Volume 6 of Unspeakable Transmissions. I am the curator. This week's episode is entitled Unearthly Chanting to Pierce the Thin Veil Between Perceived Reality and the Howling Void to Initiate the Dimensional Bleed Through that will end in the eventual bleeding out of the universe until it is a dry, lifeless husk. You have just listened to Vangelis. Prior to that was Steve Roach, and before that was Klaus Martin. We hope you will stick around.
about the world than we assume, and this knowledge was lost, only to be rediscovered centuries later. You can see where this is headed. Conspiracy theorists like Graham Hancock and Eric von Daniken argue that these documents are evidence of earlier advanced civilizations omitted from modern textbooks. Mythical, lost civilizations like Shangri-La, Lemuria, or, of course, Atlantis. How do these claims hold up? Mainstream academia has rejected each of these maps. The supposedly Antarctic coastline of the Piri Reis map has been found to be an error of interpretation. In fact, it shows the eastern coast of South America twisted by the projection. The Ghost map doesn't stand up to scientific analysis, and skeptics have dismissed most of the wilder claims about these maps. Skeptics say that fringe historians cherry-pick data to find evidence agreeing with their initial beliefs. In other words, seeing what they believe and ignoring the rest. Yet conspiracy theorists aren't the only guilty historians. Political and social concerns often obscure the truth. After all, it took thousands of years for humans to agree that Earth orbits the sun. So why does this thing? Skeptics say that scholars have been convinced that their own interpretation of history, that many conspiracy theorists still believe these ancient maps are reliable, and they say that mainstream academics are the ones who refuse to look at the facts. As Winston Churchill said, history is written by the victors. What will the future think of these maps? Will they be considered frauds or curiosities? Or, just maybe, the truth?
The happy children rise from all their pores. I still sealed with mud and night. It's their inmost night. It's their inmost night. And yet still I wish I could dream as when she came to me so young, and honest.
Birthday parties help build confidence in kids.
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WQFS Greensboro. This is volume 6 of Unspeakable Transmissions. I am the curator. I am joined this evening by Minion. Do you want to say hi, Minion?
Hello.
This episode is entitled Unearthly Chanting to Pierce the Thin Veil Between Perceived Reality and the Howling Void to Initiate the Dimensional Bleed-Through that will end in the eventual bleeding out of the universe until it is a dry, lifeless husk. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. We hope that you will stick around. Coming up next is a song by Max Corbacho.
Thank you.
You can't say you couldn't have known better. When the tremors were just beginning and the unnatural waves of violence were just beginning to sweep the globe, you and everyone around you knew there were two choices. Millions chose the easy way out, throwing themselves into the fire, sparing themselves the unknown atrocities they were sure to await them, were they not to take their lives into their own hands. But not you. Things will get better, you told yourself. The nightmare was only beginning. How could you have known? For shame. There were very clear signs. Monstrous tidal waves took on the eerie forms of real monsters. The groaning of the earth took on a bizarre lifelike quality, as if some long-dormant god were shaking off its terrestrial blanket. If everyone else figured out, why not you? At first it was just footsteps, sighted coming from a small hole. Before speculation as to what they could be could run its course, the hole had increased tenfold in size. Hundreds of footsteps blotted the snowy surroundings, making enormous leaps over walls and even jumping over houses and small buildings. As the rift continued to open into the earth, rumors of demons carrying away pets and small children circulated wildly. Though seemingly too fantastic to believe, you lived with an unspoken fear every night of finding one darkening your doorstep the next day. Isolation set in not long after. It was just safer to be at home, but days, weeks, months, perhaps even years of seclusion and loneliness were no real way to live. News trickled in slowly now of infernal flames leaping up from the rift, of whole towns and cities being sucked whole into its depths. Still you chose to believe. Still you chose your faith. It will betray you. The earth crumbles away into the endless darkness opening within your insignificant planet, and the corporeal bled through into the incorporeal. So too did the unreality draw itself into the world. Unnameable, ancient evils stalked the earth, an infinity of darkness and sorrow finally unleashed into a new world ripe for destruction and death. And yet at the heart of it all, you know the truest sorrow inherent in your undoing is the ultimate betrayal by your own kind. The ruin song perpetrated by those dementedly willing to scourge their own flesh for the undying lords of the cacophonous night. The traitors have signed away your hideous fate in their own blood. In the end, you can't say you couldn't have known better. You had your chance to fling yourself into the fire, and you denied yourself the mercy of such a clean death. Instead, your sorrow and agony will stretch out for limitless eons as the blackness spreads around you. Your oblivion will be legendary not only for its horror and its pain, but for the foolishness and audacity to believe in the goodness of humanity and in the benign nature of the universe. In the end, it is your own fault for not recognizing the one sole truth given to us from birth. Hope is but the first step to disappointment.
A prep. 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 A pr
Thank you for listening to Unspeakable Transmissions, Volume 6, Unearthly Chanting to Pierce the Thin Veil Between Perceived Reality and the Howling Void to Initiate the Dimensional Bleed-Through that will end in the eventual bleeding out of the universe until it is a dry, lifeless husk. I am the curator. Currently you are listening to North Haunt. Before this was November 3. Before that was Lustmourne. That just about does it for our show tonight. Minion, would you like to say anything to our audience?
See you next time.
See you next time, indeed. After this song is over, we will be playing a bunch of PSAs. So this just about does it for our show this evening. Feel free to try to sleep if you can. You probably can't. Goodbye.
The Greenleaf, Guilford's student-run and operated coffee co-op, is open. Stop by Monday through Wednesday at 7:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m., Thursday 7:30 until 11:30 p.m., Friday 7:30 until 5:30, and Sunday noon until 8. We're located in the basement of Mary Hobbs. The Greenleaf's also a great place to host events and classes. This message is brought to you by your friends at WQFS and The Greenleaf.
Are you excited about building the local food system in Greensboro? Do you love to work with children? Join the Edible Schoolyard at the Greensboro Children's Museum as a volunteer. You will participate in an urban farming project in downtown Greensboro and teach Children's Museum visitors about our exciting seed-to-table program. Visit our website at gcmuseum.com or email ksiladi@gcmuseum.com. Again, that's ksiladi@gcmuseum.com to find out more. This is brought to you in conjunction with your friends at WQFS Greensboro. In the morning, through the window
shade, when the light pressed. Okay, class, let's welcome Sarah's dad. He's going to tell us about his job.
Yay!
Hi, kids. Raise your hand if your family has a house. Nice. Well, that's part of my job.
Do you build houses?
What I do is wait until people have problems making their house payments.
And then you help them?
Well, not really. What I do is I tell them I can help them keep their house, and they pay me money. Then I give them a lot of made-up information while I wait for their check to clear.
And they get to keep their house?
Hey, who likes candy?
If you're facing foreclosure, there are a lot of companies promising to help you. All of the information can be really confusing. But who should you trust? The Hope Hotline. The Hope Hotline is a free resource connecting you with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies available 24 hours a day who understand your situation. Since 2007, they've helped over 5 million people get the clarity and information they need. Call the Hope Hotline at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-4673. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
WQFS Greensboro. WQFS broadcasts on 90.9 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 1900 watts is authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. WQFS is owned and operated by Guilford College with the studios, offices, and transmitter located in a Founders Hall on the campus in Greensboro, North Carolina. Greensboro, North Carolina. WQFS Greensboro.